Was great, David.
It was an entertaining football, 5-goal thriller. It's always back to the drawing board.
What a game. It was the best Soweto derby we have witnessed in a while.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. Another Soweto derby has come and gone, with Orlando Pirates claiming not only all 3 points, but also the bragging rights as their Soweto reign continues. A brace by Ashley Dupree was not enough, as Amakhosi went down 3-2 to the Buccaneers thanks to goals by Monopole Seleng and Tabiso Labitso. With the proverbial derby dust having settled, we wanted to hear your thoughts and opinion on the match overall. We also wanted to find out which player stood out in their performance. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Was great, David, to be honest, because both teams to score and then one managed to win. It's what makes David to be interested there, because only the team City Gorari 3 goals on Davi, like the Gorana 5 goals per match on Davi. We forget that thing to talk about Benny McCarthy, the children was pretty about Davi. But so, congratulations to Orlando Perez for the winning and hard luck to Golden Boys. But they tried, they were accept taking, although it was a good game, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been a while. Singaboni amagoli angena kuyidawu 3-2 since agcina those days. Yeah, I'm so happy about itabia weekend because we never have a home. Amagoli wekichimisana, but yeah, I'm so happy. Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, yeah, any games you win, even the Chiefs na being a win a lot game, but yeah, Pirates yaba ne solo ability kuthi be ne lucky. But everything was so super. Yeah, on my side, you know, Chiefs play a good, very good ball. But now, I'm not happy about the coach that we select the teams. When you're going to the derby, you select the best team, like even the player is not on form. I mean, I was so worried about Utoli, the conference, Akuluma, but as you're gaming, I was so confident to the selection, the team, the bench. And the final lava van name, we have a visa, was an experience. Ngadlala abanye ama-game but when it comes to derby i-player liyachintsha i-coach yenze i-blunder and ufake abantu from ngaphandle abayi-understand ukuthi what type of momentum esinayo la iSoweto if it comes to i-derby. Ya i-player lami for Kaizer Chiefs odlale kakhulu mkowithi ubavuma uvimbe kakhulu lapha emapaleni but I'm so happy. And good pirating, number no two sana no Tito, man of the mesh,
Saturday, Bilega Colo, Chiefs Military Panzi, Perma Porta, Perma Video, the Bond Moshe will be long as a Moshe Corner. Malewa Loco, it can be balanced. It is the Legacy Colo, the Pirates the Legacy Colo, the Tribal Namakola Manga and 5 goals. Altogether. So he actually not the game being we pound to pound, but we man to man. Udlale kahle kakhulu lamfana bese ngapha bese ngibona umdansane udlale kahle kakhulu umdansane ya udlale kahle kakhulu ngoba lamagoli uyabona ukuthi ube create lapha phakathi esiswini so badlale kahle kakhulu abafana siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi besiphi igame emnandi kangaka iChiefs ahlale phansi kulungisa inkinga zayo ezingaphakathi ngoba siyabona ukuthi mhlampe nakubujohnson ethi uyenothi abafana abakhulume back kuyena kodwa akubuye kwisithombe esihle uma sibona umfana oyiplayer ekhuluma kanjena necoach yakhe futhi yena nemanager akukhona ongahloniphana ukubona kwami. So siyathemba azolungisa yonke le nto leyo. Well done Orlando Pirates, well done to Kaizer Chiefs as well, ngoba badlale kahle kakhulu.
It was an entertaining football, especially for the fans. I mean, it was a game of goals, 5-goal thriller. You know, the player that stood me out, it was Maswanganyi. I think he played very well. He even convinced Bafana Bafana coach Ubo Gross for selecting him. Yeah, I think it was a good game overall.
Well, for me, I can only say we cannot keep on making excuses every time Kaizer Chiefs loses a match. The mathematics is simple here. It's to get a permanent coach, I let him search for players of his choice, and start building up a winning combination. That's not too hard to implement. What it takes to implement this is only the willpower from the club leaders. So up until the club leaders sees it the way as fans sees it, then there's nothing much to change. But anyway, let's hope for the best in the next match.
Yeah, I can't do this, I'm sorry, man. It was just a game of football that they have to be a winner. It was a thriller. Children Mugel and that, yeah, it was very, very exciting after a long time. We see it came a grandma duty. So, for a player upstairs, hey, Landwana won. Oh, if you get a wheel, but the Paris and Lalla, I'm done a cool. Uzapa Woody, Swiss of Land was very, very outstanding. Lalla and I, Ashley to please. Udlalile mona bolesaleng uscorile but here and there ebe nawo amaphuthe but ke it's a game of football. It was very, very interesting kapa kwakusheba from talk and bemlandi and I have to accept a defeat and move forward. I won't blame anyone. We just lost the game.
It's always back to the drawing board every time after we played, you know, and it's quite evident that whatever training park they're going back to, it's not working. It's not working because if it was working, we'd be winning games at least. You know, so it's not working, so there's no drawing board. If it's there, then they're not doing it the way they're supposed to. The management, the coach, I don't think they took sense to these boys. Or maybe also the problem is with the coach himself. So, truly speaking, on the derby, I didn't expect the performance that the boys gave because I was expecting way less performance. Or maybe it could be that Pirates, the Pirates are kitchen makers, if we were to be honest, you know. So they were forced to pace up, to give us that performance because the Pirates was pressing and, you know, they had to keep up in the piece of Pirates and everything. So maybe that's why the performance was better. But if they just play a normal club, that's when we'll see which these boys are not serious. So I'm quite impressed with Dupree. Also, I don't know if it was because of the derby or not, but the boys got two beautiful goals, which he never scores against any other team. Instead, we know what I'm a sitter and Jali our get Agagori with Dupree. He does not score, you know. But those are the two beautiful goals. So the problem with our boys is that they lack concentration because Pirates wouldn't have scored three. You know, actually, we would have wrapped up the game. So our coach couldn't even manage the game now. So I'm very doubtful. I would say he's good enough to coach the Kaizer Chiefs. You know, I think it's too heavy for him.
What a game. It was the best Soweto derby we have witnessed in a while. 5-goal thriller. Honestly speaking, all of us, we didn't expect it. Credit must go to both teams, Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. Yes, Orlando Pirates won. Kaizer Chiefs was playing away from home. Congratulations to Orlando Pirates for winning back-to-back Soweto derby. Both teams delivered. This kind of derby, I don't know when last we saw a game of its kind. Very impressive. As I've said, congratulations to Orlando Pirates. They deserve the win, and the best team has won. But what I've seen, Coach Calvin Johnson, my advice is that he should stop playing with a double six. Double six is too defensive. If players understand their role, but it doesn't normally give balance. I think only 1-6 will do. Mchacha can do better with 1-6. Matt and Castillo, at some point, they cannot be reliable. We've seen it. March of course, was very reckless. He should have walked with a red card. But all things that the referee, Chaban, didn't really see it. And if you can check, that's not the kind of Kaizer Chiefs culture. We play with two attacking midfielders, because playing with two defensive midfielders mean we are defending and we only rely on transition, which is Dupree's speed. For me, I think it doesn't work. We are putting a lot of burden in actually Dupree's shoulder. And I think going forward, coach should try to play one defensive midfielder with two attacking midfielders.
The Fan Reaction Show is a collaborative effort between Soccer Laduma and the football fans of Mzansi. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Laduma.